Vance Joy, Don't Fade on Life FM. It's Aiden in the Arvo, 25 past three, and a man that says, feels like he's putting on headphones for the first time. You're acting like an alien that's like, what's going on? What am I doing with these?
Oh, wow. These are really soft and fluffy. Yeah.
And P. Court is here. How are you?
It's like my ears are being hugged. But that's how I always feel when listening to Aiden and the
Arvo. That should be the tagline for the show.
Your ears are being hugged, isn't it? Yeah. I'm doing good. Feeling safe and comfortable and all that sort of stuff.
That's
so
good.
We were just discussing who we know that's got COVID. And I don't reckon you'd know nowadays. But
it's so common. Like, literally, I don't think I had. Like, there was a point where, the first few people got it and you felt so much sympathy for them. You're like, oh, let me deliver a care package round. Oh, all that sort of stuff. And now it's like, oh, you got COVID? Does such and such, and so does everyone else.
Or they'd say, I'm just going to stay home for a few days because they didn't want to be, tarred with that rush. But I now in class, I'm, teaching creative writing, and I've got students all over Australia anyway. But half the time, the students that are supposed to be in the class are suddenly appearing online and they're in the Zoom feed. And it's like, hey, you've got kids, right? Yeah, we're isolating this week.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all good fun. One of the things that a lot of people should be doing, though, is this where you were going?
Well,
they should be writing stories.
Well, I have got you in earlier to talk about stories of life. Once again, it's back.
This is, I forgot to count whether it's the 7th or the 8th. We've been going for a long time. There are now 6 or 7 books of stories of life that many people across Adelaide have contributed to, and many people now around the world. It's gone international. We've never promoted it internationally. It's one of those things that sort of, it's just gone organically.
The internet spreads things.
Yeah, and it's going really well.
Much like coronavirus.
Yeah. The internet spreads coronavirus.
Well, I'm just
now there's spread. Conspiracy theory for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, through the microchips.
Through the 5G. This is not going to go anywhere, is it? Okay, let me explain. Stories of Life was something created by a whole group of people, including 107.9 Life, many, many years ago, as an encouragement to people like you, yes, you, to tell stories of faith and testimony, your own story of things that have happened in your life that you've gone, wow. And so we collect those stories every year and we have a competition, and the best ones, and I'm using air quotes here, the ones that are judged to be good bits of storytelling or whatever, they win prize money. But a lot of them, I think we have 30 or 40 stories each year that end up in the book.
And they're all amateurs. No one's a professional writer. These are all just everyday people that have thought, oh, I could tell a story.
Most of them, yeah.
Help them through it.
There are some people who do write for a living and you can't tell the difference, which is really cool because the quality of the writing is very, very good. And that's one of the things that this competition does that others don't do. Like I said, the idea was to encourage people to tell their stories of faith and testimony. A lot of people aren't good at telling their stories of faith and testimony, and that's why they don't tell them.
Yeah.
So if you go to storiesoflife.net, you will see a whole list, and there are literally videos and videos and videos and courses and little bits and classes and things on how to write a story well. And over the years, we've been adding to that. This year, we've added 3 videos from Lee Hatcher, who is a journalist and Adelaide boy writer and novelist as well. And he talks about how to write biography. So if you want to do an interview, so if I wanted to do Aiden's story of life, the amazing testimony of Aiden.
That's a real page turner there.
Yeah. It'll be a 500-word story. It's one of the short stories of life.
Enough has happened.
So first of all, dear Aiden, go out and do stuff. No, if I wanted to do that, I could go and watch these videos and learn what it is that makes a biography really good.
Yeah,
and then
awesome.
I could sit down, chat with you, and then I'd write your story, for example. So there's all those resources, and that's why the stories just keep getting better and better. It's really cool because people are learning. There's a number of people now who entered in the first or second one and are now doing their 3rd and 4th one, and you can see them just growing into it and just love it. Loving it, and so it's become a real thing for them. Which is
so
great.
You're up to 7 or 8. Are we?
I think so.
Do we need to change the name to the Chronicles of the Stories of Life or something? You're rivaling Narnia now.
The Chronicles of Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to stop when we get to 66 books. Is that how many's in the Bible?
Yeah. You can't top the Bible.
True. We'll have to stop at 65.
It's like the cricket players that stop on like
98.
Yeah.
Is it 96, I think?
Instead of getting quite to the 100.
Yeah.
Just because, we're not as good as that.
But this year, so the story, it's open now. It opened on the 1st of April, so you can start submitting stories if you want. More importantly, I suggest you start thinking about the story you might want to write. You've got until the 31st of July to write your story, so you've got a bit of time to do it and to have a look at it. The other thing that we're going to do, which we did last year, was the feedback month, where throughout June you can send your story in and it'll go to one of the teachers, the professors or whatever.
Like a first draft.
Yeah, or if you, I think I'm ready, but I'm not sure, send it in and it'll go to one of the writing teachers at table and we'll have a look through it and say, that's really good, but maybe this or how about that or think about this. Not mark it or anything, but just say, hey, have some suggestions, get some feedback on it. So for feedback month. And those stories actually that did that last year, I think there were 30 of them, and I think most of them ended up in the book.
Yeah, wow.
The people that made the changes particularly, so it's good.
What sort of stories are you looking for? What would be a good thing to start writing about?
The thing that really grabs you, something that makes you, and a lot of the stories are really, really small. One of the books is called The Gecko Renewal, and it's named after a story called The Gecko Renewal. It's about this gecko sitting on the wall in a church and this woman just musing on this gecko and stuff. And it's very cleverly written and a lot of fun. But just that little moment there that she saw something really exciting in her faith and thought that's the thing. A lot of stories like that, some of them bigger, some of them are stories, you know, life and death type stories. But a lot of them are just, it's just very, very, the things that really make your life ping, I guess, would be a good way of putting it. And then just find a way to really tell that story really well. And we'll help you with that.
And who should be doing it?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone who has a story to tell. And everyone has a story. That's why this came about. Christians suck at telling why they're Christians.
Okay.
No, honestly, we do. We're not really good at saying. We're good at preaching.
Sure.
And you should be. This is not about that. This is about saying this is what happened to me. This is why I
do you think that's unique to Christians though? I think a lot of people are not very good at telling their story, whether it is a story of faith or whether it's a story of anything.
I think Australians generally we're pretty shy about that. It's that whole tall poppy thing. We don't want to be seen to be, oh, putting yourself out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're really happy to tell, you know, sit at the pub and tell everybody about that goal we scored. Or that, you know, ton we, like at the cricket, I got to 96. You know, we're happy to talk about that or how good our kids are.
Yeah.
This is the same sort of thing. Find out what it is about your faith that, well, what made it the way it is, and then tell us that story, that small, simple, powerful thing.
All right. Well, you've got about 3 months to get your stories written down. Head over to storiesoflife.net.
Go on.
And you can submit your stories there.
Do I ask you? What? You're doing with your...
I know, I thought we'd just quickly move on.
You're going to quickly move on. I want to ask you about your story this year. Okay. Didn't mention a thing.
I tried...
Hey, look, there's an elephant in the room. What's happening here? Hello, Dumbo.
Okay, all right. I'll see what I can do. I know you're going to pester me over the next 3 months. I'll try. I'm a very busy man, Pete. Yes.
We'll write about that.
I'm just right about being busy. Hey, you're going to stick around. You've got Facts of Life segment coming up soon. What can we tease people with a classic dinner. FM radio tease?
What do you got for dinner? I tell you what, I got some food tips for tonight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's coming up next. Stick around. More with Pete Court here on Aiden and the Arvo. This is Micah Tyler on Life FM. It's Walking Free.